You are now tuned in to the Believe Network. Do you believe?
The podcast is brought to you by Hardwick.life, which is the website. It's the home of the Lose Like a Lineman program. And if you haven't heard of the program and you're interested in losing weight, get your butt onto the website at Hardwick.life. That's Hardwick.com, but it's Hardwick.life. And if you don't know already, I designed that program 6 years ago for my personal weight loss to get me down from 295. I went all the way down to 202. I lost 85 pounds in under 5 months, and it's given tons of success to a lot of people. And we've just, and you'll hear about this on the podcast with Jamie, we have just redesigned the program, Lose Like a Lineman 2.0, specifically with the female in mind and the female's preferences and what is manageable. So that was with Jamie. She helped me out with that. And she's going through the program right now and having a lot of good success, as you will hear. So check it out at Hardwick.life. Enjoy the show, guys.
Greg Hoffman, 46 years old today, as a matter of fact, have been on the Lose Like a Lineman program January, kind of mid-January. Started a little program myself kind of January 3rd. Came across your show, listening to Brian Buffini is one of my go-tos, from a motivation, self-help, leadership standpoint. Buffini is one of the greats. So heard you there and, just resonated with me, just the lineman aspect, being a former college football, offensive lineman and center at Louisville, just speaking my language as you and Brian were laying out the program, just kept resonating with me. It's like, this is a program that I know that seems achievable, possible, you know, lays it out in steps, and really breaks it down in its simplest form. So, just a little bit of backstory on me, Nick. So, you know, 300 pound college football offensive lineman at Louisville, bounce around, trying to play pro ball. My last stop, ironically enough, was Grand Rapids Rampage, where my first couple of nights there, slept on Big Z's couch as I got acclimated to Grand Rapids.
No kidding.
Had shoulder stuff my senior year, back stuff at my senior year at Louisville. Thought I was over it, reared its head in practice, and just couldn't continue playing. So that was the end of my playing career. But ironically enough, again, Big Z plays in this story as well as your story.
Incredible.
And, so just, again, we'll get God's work in all this and the breadcrumbs that he lays out. When you look back over the course of almost 30 years, it's he puts people in your life for a reason. I believe he put me in your life, you in my life for a reason. Listened to that Buffini show right when I needed it. So go back to 1998, you know, just got done Grand Rapids, passion for football, went back, coached high school football and stayed in my eating habits. Just, you know, pizza, beer, whatever. Was, you know, in my early 20s, coaching football, still eating like I was when I was playing. So just got sloppy, right? So thought I was going to be a high school or, you know, college football coach the rest of my career. Had the fortunate blessing to get this opportunity at Bristol Motor Speedway. This was, you know, kind of late 1998. And had this opportunity and just felt it was something just too good to pass up. NASCAR was on a huge boom in the late 90s. They were looking to grow their staff at Bristol. The GM at the time, Jeff Bird, a legendary guy in the sport, said, you know, if you're done playing ball and trying to bang your head against, you know, other grown men for a living and want to get a real job, I've got a spot for you. So contemplated all that and my injury history and just said, all right, it's time to get a real job. So came here, was again 300 pounds, and I was engaged in my high school sweetheart, Jennifer, who I'm still married to now. And just our wedding was September 11th. pre-9/11, 2 years before 9/11, when that means something else now. So our anniversary was, we were married in September.
That's my dad's birthday.
What's that?
That's my dad's birthday.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yep. So I had 9 months. I was moving from Indiana to Bristol, you know, knew a few people at the track, but didn't have a big friend group yet, living in an apartment by myself. And I just said, I'm going to lose the weight, you know, dabbled in a little bit of running. I hated running when you're a big offensive lineman. I played for Howard Schnellenberger, who just passed away, legend, at Louisville. And, you know, he was the old school Bear Bryant, you know, in conditioning and outwork your opponents and be mentally tougher and perseverance and all those things that he instilled in all of us. So I just said, I'm going to lose the weight. And so got into running, working out, just kind of made it a goal to see, you know, I kind of was thinking, oh, let's get to 250 by the wedding. And 250 came and went. And I was like, all right, 225, 225 kind of came and went. I got all the way down to 200 pounds. So I lost 100 pounds back then in 9 months. So did it once, you know, loved being a normal size human, clothes shopping and all that. So, you know,
feeling good naked.
Married life took over. I think we went on a cruise for our honeymoon and, you know, I think I gained 20 pounds back to just training table, just eating all hours of the day. And
you already paid for the food. You might as well.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. So lived at large there and I, you know, 220 coming back from the honeymoon already, you know, married life takes over. We have, kids a few years later. I gained another 30 or 40 pounds. You know, I gained more weight during our pregnancy than my wife did with our first daughter. So, you know, again, unpack this. I'm probably 270 somewhere in there. Just again, something needed to change, just needed to rediscipline myself. And we had just built a new office building here at the racetrack. And I was, you know, again, just feeling bad, joints, everything. And I was doing a lot of elliptical. And so those elliptical workouts were, I work out at lunch. So my lunch hour went down a 45 minute to an hour elliptical workout, just got to be too long when we're, you know, in the hustle and bustle of getting ready for a race and hours. So I was like, I'm going to try to run like 2 miles. So, you know, I'd be done in 20 minutes, shower, be back at my desk and all that. So I just casually fell into running, started to like it this time and got into some 5Ks. I ran a 10K somewhere about that time. So there is a local sunscreen company here in Johnson City, Blue Lizard. They're known in the industry. They make it right here in Johnson City. So they had a relationship with Kurt and Shonda Schilling. Shonda is a skin cancer survivor. She has a foundation, the Shade Foundation. You know, Kurt was pitching for the Red Sox at the time. And so Jeff was one of their big partners and said, hey, Greg, you know, I ran the Boston Marathon last year. You want to run it with me this in 2007? It's 2006 at the time. I said, Jeff, I've run 6 miles. I've done a 10K. There's no way that I can run 26 miles. I'm not built for it. I'm too big, you know, knees, everything, every excuse in the book. And he said, it's not like you've got to go out and run 26 miles, you know, tomorrow. There's a training program over, you know, 9-10 months. You do, you know, many short runs and you have a long run on the weekend. So it's manageable if you've got the long runway to prepare for it. So I was like, huh, that intrigues me, you know, this anti-runner. And it's the freaking Boston Marathon, right? So I was like, I've got to do this. I've got to at least try and see if my body holds up.
Yeah.
So through the training process, got pregnant with our son at this time and just loved going out every Saturday and every run was the longest that I'd ever run. So running kept weight off of me. I loved the program, loved the discipline and, you know, go to the starting line of the night before the Boston Marathon in 2007, the worst weather in Boston Marathon history, 120 20 plus years, right?
Oh.
They were, to read the story, so close to canceling. A nor'easter had just blown in off the coast and was just pounding the city. I mean, it was 36 degrees, high winds. They bus you out 26 miles to Hopkinton, where you start and you run back into the wind the entire time to downtown Boston, and just miserable.
Yeah.
But at the same token, again, back to things that Coach Schnellenberger and, you know, everybody instilled in me along the way, you're able to kind of make it through that, get to the finish line, and just completely, as miserable as it was, just so thankful that I pushed myself to get through that adversity, through just, you know, the life lessons really played out at that point. So
yes.
Then, you know, so then now I'm a runner, you know, and I ran for about the next 10 years, stayed down at a, you know, again, got down to 200 pounds. Actually, it was 197 was the lightest I was.
Wow.
Had abs, you know, it was just.
Yeah, feeling good.
So, you know, was able to run for about 8 to 10 years and loved it. Ran 4 or 5 days a week. Nothing crazy, you know, 3-4 miles. But just the routine and something that I love doing. I did it at lunch. Again, go out and put on headphones and listen to music and be outside, and just loved it. And just body started, you know, as I approached 40, body started breaking down. Again, I'm not built for running. Knees, arthritis. I had many cartilage surgeries while playing, and just couldn't run anymore. Double that up with had a severe back injury. I had, again, some back problems while at Louisville. As I'm older and in my 40s, was out trying to move a jet ski at the lake and, you know, went down, tried to deadlift the thing back onto the lift, and just had a pop in my back, and just it ruined me for months. Months, and just, you know, again, couldn't run, couldn't work out. Couple that with just workload here at the track. We were in a time in 2015, 2016. So we're in the NASCAR business and preparing for races. We threw a college football game on top of that in 2016. So we played the world's largest college football game. Had
awesome.
Over 150,000 people here at Bristol between Tennessee and Virginia Tech. Did that 3 weeks after a night race. So had a race, got a field moved in here, AstroTurf, temporary bleachers, the whole deal. So needless to say, working crazy hours all day, dealt with stress by, you know, bourbon, beer, pizza, and whatever other comfort food that I wanted at the time. You know, injuries, bad habits, terrible diet, you know, fast forward that for a couple of years, not being able to do what I wanted, probably feeling sorry for myself as well. And just got into a state of just poor health. You know, that's these last couple of years. Every time I go to my annual physical, my doctor would be like, you know, you used to be this runner and used to weigh, you know, 215 pounds and your blood work was great. My blood work was a mess. I had this fatty liver condition that he's concerned about. My iron was sky high. I'm O negative blood. So like the blood banks are just always begging for blood. I couldn't give blood because my iron was too high. I could not, I love to donate and I couldn't, they couldn't take it because my iron was too high.
Oh man.
Just a mess. I felt awful. My energy, just my joints. And I just kind of gave up and said, I guess this is what old age is. I'm in, you know, 45 at the time. I guess this is just what old age, and I'll wait until I have to hold off for knee replacements and hip replacements and back surgeries and everything else. It's like, this is, you know, what it is. I can't do what I used to do, you know? So just gave up, throw COVID on this thing in 2020. And I and ate my way through COVID probably. So get to the end of last year and a couple of factors came together, you know, in 2018 through this process, really found a deeper relationship with God and was baptized in 2018. I was raised Catholic, but really started putting my foundation in Jesus Christ. And that really really gave me some balance in life and really turned things over to him, the worry, stress, fear. So fast forward that to the end of last year. So my son's in eighth grade, football player, lacrosse player, you know, they're virtual at home. His lacrosse season at the time was canceled. He was done with football. I'm like, Gabe, let's go work out. You're in eighth grade. That's kind of about the time I started regularly lifting weights. Let's go down to the gym and, you know, I'll find some programs and I'll teach you. So when you go to high school, you know, next year, you'll at least be in the game, if not ahead of the game, of, you know, just your typical squat, bench, deadlift, power clean stuff. And so we started this 4 or 5 day week program, and that kind of started things. And I just said, you know, let's keep me accountable on this. And just, you know, we loved going to the gym. And then his lacrosse season fortunately got started again. So I lost my workout buddy.
Oh, man.
So then January rolls around, and I'm, again, a big follower of John Gordon. And one of his principles is one word. You essentially find your word that you're gonna live by for the year. So like a one word mantra. And I chose transform. So it was a combination of things. I usually get to the end of the year and start jotting down some words that start resonating with me, and went to church. And there was a passage that talked about transformation. And I said, there it is. There's my one word, transform. And so set that in motion and knew that it was a year to change and transform. And just it's time to get back to who I truly am, who I want to be, you know, the discipline and the routine, and get my health back, more importantly than anything. Yeah. Just get my health back. So, you know, again, that my wife and two kids, we paint these little canvases of our words. So I painted that's January 3rd. Start having a better eating habits and working out. And lo and behold, you know, my way to work, I'll pick a podcast. It's, you know, Buffini or John Gordon or Ned Milet. And there you were with Lose Like a Lineman on Brian's show, January 14th. So I guess I officially adopted your program January 14th.
Awesome.
And again, just the ease. You spoke my language. I mean, everything, your passion, how you're able to communicate the program, and most importantly, and the secret sauce is just how invested you are in it, how invested you are with the people on the program, how accessible you are, and you live it with us. You live it with us, and you know, so that's January 14th. It's April 12th today, 2:38 on Saturday. So 50 pounds lost in just a little over 3 months' time. So, brother, thank you. Just
incredible.
Deep gratitude, thankfulness for you, for what you're doing, for helping me reclaim my health. I feel better than I have in, you know, 10 years. And, you know, you've said it a lot on your Instagram posts and through the program. You don't need to go out and just, you don't need to go run 5 or 6 days a week. You don't need to go pound, do crazy, you know, stuff anymore. You know, again, there's some limitations on our age and where we are in life. You don't need to prove how strong you are in the weight room anymore. You don't need to do these crazy things. I mean, I've done it with, you know, with a good diet and really walking, and I ride Peloton, you know, a few days a week, mix it up and do some rowing. It's all stuff that's easy on my joints. I, you know, amazing, just, you know, the pressure that's off my knees and back through losing the weight again, how much more energy that you have. And it's just, I keep asking myself, why did I let myself slip, you know, into that state that I was these last 6-7 years, and when you feel so good right now. And so thank you, brother. Just from the bottom of my heart, thank you for what you're doing, the impact you've made on me in a short time here. Could not recommend this highly enough. It's very tangible and easy to follow, and results. I mean, you've got story after story. Big Z, I've heard you tell the story of your guys in the Navy. I mean, there's story after story of the results of just, you know, get in the structure of a program, believe in yourself, believe in the program, and you can achieve it.
Amen. Greg, and I'm super grateful for you, and you're a really valuable team member for us. So thank you for that. And, you know, back to Brian Buffini, just to kind of put a bow on it, is when I met with Brian really helped me put this into a system. So it was easy to read. It was easy to translate for the person that was coming into it from a knowledge base where they're at or where you're at. And the one thing he said is, Nick, you were never meant to stand up on the podium and lift your hand in the air. Your job in life has always been to lift somebody else's hand in the air.
Offensive lineman, man. And that's the language. That's the magic of this. I'm the same, you know, same way. And that's why it resonates with me. You know, we don't like being front and center, but we, you know, we're protectors and we're, you know, we like to do our thing in anonymity. And so, yeah, that's why this program is, you know, that's the magic of it.
Yes. Well, Greg, thank you, brother. Thank you so much. And I'm congrats on your success. And I know you got some more that you want to get off. So
yes,
let's do that. Let's keep going and
keep it going.
I'm happy for you. Really thank happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
buddy.
It. Bottom of my heart, heartfelt. Thank you.
Yes. Have a great week, Greg. I'll see you this weekend.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Believe Network.